Hey everyone, I'm Mackenzie.
And I'm Haley. We are two sisters and best friends, and we're the hosts of Real Talk About Feminism, a podcast for female empowerment.
Each week, we release a new episode. We talk about everything from periods to current events.
And different types of feminism to worse first dates.
Subscribe on Spotify, YouTube, and Apple Podcasts, and tune in each week.
Thanks for listening. Welcome back to Real Talk About Feminism.
This is episode 40. I like how you said welcome back because it's been so long since we've recorded.
Yes.
And the past couple weeks we've been like, we need to record, like I miss it.
Yeah, we batched our recording because, as you guys know, Kenz was in New York and it was the holidays and we took a break for Christmas, so we didn't release an episode that week. It's just been forever. Honestly, I feel like it's been like a month.
I think it has been.
That is crazy.
Yeah, but we're back at it, and we have a really exciting episode today. This one is more feminist themed, so we're trying to balance out like our fun topics, our feminist educational topics. This one was very good for me to research as well.
Yeah, it's really interesting because some of it is kind of up to your own interpretation, which we'll get into, but it'll be a good topic.
Yeah, definitely.
So while we were gone, we obviously had Christmas, we had New Year's. And so we'll touch on your New York trip, and we're going to do a full lifestyle episode.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
There's so much to talk about because we were there for 8 days.
Yeah.
And we did so much. So I'm very excited.
Yeah. And it's kind of weird because I actually really haven't heard that much about it because our family has had COVID for like, now we're going to go on like 2 weeks now. And it was just like one person after another getting it. And so when you guys came back, we didn't see you because we had COVID. And so this is the first time we're seeing each other in like 2 weeks.
It really is. I know. And I came through the door and went straight downstairs.
Yep.
But yeah, you handed off Ozzy to us. We came to pick him up Monday night when we got back. And that was it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was it.
It
usually
was
after like there's a family trip or something or something, like, you know, I'm out of the house now. But
yeah.
We'll like mirror our phones on the TV and go through all our pictures and share the stories. So I'm excited to do that.
It's like the modern photo album.
Yeah.
So we're really excited to see all of the pictures from the trip because we saw Instagram. And I actually, there was a few times where I screen mirrored my phone and pulled up your Instagram because mom and dad don't have Instagram.
Right,
so
right.
I was just showing them. And so yeah, we're excited to hear about it.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to do an episode about it because it'll just be so fun.
It will be fun.
So, yeah, that's kind of our updates.
Yeah.
You guys were in New York for New Year's. We had COVID.
Yeah. Life has just kind of been going by fast already. You're in school already.
Yes, I guess that is an update for me. I started school again, and I didn't think I would ever get here, honestly, because I almost dropped out like 5 times in the past month.
I mean, last week you said you were dropping out, so.
Yeah, like, legitimately, I really didn't want to do it, but then I realized if I want to run a business, then I need to get a degree to be taken seriously, so, yeah. It's been, so the semester for me technically started on Wednesday this week, as we're recording it, so, yeah, it started on a Wednesday, but the classes opened up the Saturday before, so they opened up January 1st for me to, like, see the assignments.
That's nice.
Yeah, and I just decided, you know what, I'm just gonna, on Sunday, crank out all of my assignments, and I did. All I had to do was just reply to some discussion boards, and that was it.
That's the way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the habit I got into last semester. I would just bust everything out over the weekend, for the most part.
Yeah.
There were, like, papers and stuff I would work on, and
yeah, I think because I'm doing all online classes, and so I feel like it's like pretty easy to just kind of crank out your work whenever. That's the nice thing about online classes is you don't have to go to a class and like wait, you know. So,
yeah.
Like, do you think differently?
I hate online school now because I've been doing it for so long. I don't really feel like I'm learning anything, honestly. Like, it sticks for like the test period, and then it's gone. And it just sucks. And I'm looking forward to this semester because I have 2 classes in person.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's my accounting and my micro econ class.
Oh.
So I'm like, those are the two I needed in person. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking forward to this semester because I'll have a good balance. You know, there's some classes that are great online. But others, like, they need to be in person. You need the interaction. You need the networking. So,
yeah. I think the classes that I'm taking, I actually think they're fine because I could go into this for so long, but I'm not going to. But basically, I'm just finishing up my associates, and then I'm transferring schools. Mm-hmm. And so I'm obviously not going to go back to Idaho and finish. So I'm doing online for that. And they're all just general classes. So for me, I feel like, you know, intro to entrepreneurship. I think it's interpersonal communication, and then I'm taking an easy math class. Like, those I can totally do online.
Yeah.
But I kind of feel that I started my first semester of college that wasn't EMT school was like in the middle of the semester is when we moved online because of the pandemic.
Oh, right.
So pretty much my college experience, it's all just been online.
Yeah.
So I think maybe that's why I just really don't like know anything else.
I know. I feel like at this point we're seeing the effects like in everybody, like elementary school, mm-hmm. middle school, high school, like college, like it's really having an effect on people.
Mm-hmm.
It's just rough.
Yeah. And I was thinking about it for our younger sisters. They have a completely different high school experience than
completely.
We had.
Yeah.
It's just so weird. Like their school dances are different. Sadie didn't even have homecoming freshman year, right? Because of COVID.
Right.
And did she have it? I don't know. But like, it's just so different now. It's crazy.
Yeah.
If I think about it for too long, I'm just like, whoa.
It is. It's like we've been in this pandemic for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
What? It's really weird to think about because a lot of things are just normal now. Yeah. And Jared and I were actually a couple days ago, like when we got back, actually, he was like, do you think we're going to have to wear masks? Like how much longer? And I was like, I don't know. I could see like between 3 and 5 years.
Yeah.
Before it's like fully gone. And even then, like I will probably wear a mask on like in the subways or like public transportation or events.
Now that you've been
to me, I got to throw that in.
The subway. No, honestly though, kind of on that note, I don't know if you've seen this on TikTok, but have you seen that like Christian convention that happened this week called Passion?
I've heard things about it. I've not watched anything.
I haven't either, but I keep seeing videos on TikTok about a bunch of Christian creators. Like they all stayed in the house together and I don't know, like I saw a bunch of stuff, but it was literally a convention center, like a stadium packed to the brim with people. Nobody was wearing a mask, not one mask in sight. And everyone in the comments was like, is this 2022? Like, I sure hope not. And then in like the hashtag that they were using was hashtag 2022, like Passion 2022. So it was obviously like, it happened last week.
Not okay.
I know. I was absolutely like, honestly flabbergasted.
Honestly,
because I was like, it's shocking that people are still not wearing masks.
Right. I don't understand it. Or like people will wear masks. Mm-hmm. I put that in air quotes. Cause like if it's not covering your mouth and your nose, you're not wearing the mask.
Mm-hmm.
It's not helping anything.
Yeah. I mean, everyone's annoyed by it. Everyone is like, you know, it's frustrating and everyone has COVID fatigue, but I was just shocked. And also, so, I'm going to Nashville next weekend for our sister's volleyball.
We're like, this
tonight.
Pandemic is going on. Okay, back to New York.
No. I was going to say, so I'm going to Nashville and we were looking at the rules and regulations for the volleyball tournament.
Mm-hmm.
No mask mandate. And they're not like capping the number. Yeah.
That is so interesting. And I will just say we travel very safely and we're all vaccinated.
Yeah.
Okay. That is interesting. Cause in New York, everyone was pretty good about wearing masks. There were not that many issues. We had a layover in Nashville. Lo and behold, there's all sorts of issues with masks.
Really?
Yeah, people were either flat out not wearing them, which you're supposed to on a plane by federal law.
Yeah.
People would walk out of the airport thingy, you know, when you come out of the plane.
Yeah.
And into the terminal without masks on. I don't know how they got away with it. Or just, like, not covering their nose.
It's honestly ridiculous. Like, at this point, because it has been almost 2 years, this is gonna, like, we could talk about this for so long, but it's honestly just selfish.
It is. It really is. It's like, what's the harm? It's not doing anything to hurt you.
Yeah.
It's for your protection, and it's for everybody else's protection.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, when I see, like, pregnant women not wearing them, or like people with like young kids. I'm like, imagine like if you got COVID and you were in the hospital and mm-hmm. you passed away.
Mm-hmm.
That's sad.
Yeah.
That's so sad. And like it could have been prevented.
Yeah. It's just really sad. Like I was at the store yesterday and there was a family that it was like a mom and dad and a kid
mm-hmm.
and the mom was wearing a mask and the kid and then the dad wasn't. And I don't know. It's just like, just wear a mask.
Yeah.
Especially because in Colorado now, it's required again to wear masks when you
right.
go indoors.
Right.
And I even put my mask on when I'm in the parking lot. Like I put it on in the car and then walk in inside to the store, but I have my mask on. Just because there's so many variants now, and like
right, and like even the, like the common cold and the mm-hmm. flu, it's like I don't want anything.
Yeah,
like even though I'm double vax and boosted up,
mm-hmm.
I will wear my mask.
Oh yeah,
yeah, and especially like with my job, like I feel like I have the job to like protect my patients even when I'm not in the field. You know, like
oh yeah,
you have to take precautions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. It is also something interesting that like literally everyone is getting COVID, and our whole family, I mean our family that's living here, we all got it, we're all vaccinated, like
yeah.
it wasn't as bad for us. It was still pretty bad for like at least one day for everyone
mm-hmm.
and it was really bad for mom, but other than that we're all just pretty tired now and that's it. But it's just like, you know what, like people who are still like, oh, I'm vaccinated, I don't have to wear a mask. Yeah, you do, because everyone's getting it.
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah, Jared and I got lucky. 8
yeah.
days in New York, and we don't have COVID. Both our tests came back negative.
Oh, you
can't. No symptoms. Good. Yeah. Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, I don't know how we got it. I think it's just because it's literally just going around everywhere. And I don't know how we got it, but...
But you did, and it's okay. I mean, you guys are recovering.
Yeah, and quite honestly, like, everyone is getting it. And I've been out of quarantine now for, like,
several days.
Yeah, it's been, like, 5 or 6 days.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's just, it's crazy. Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, we could go on and on.
Unprecedented times.
Unprecedented, truly. Truly. I want to keep a mask for my kids and be like, this was a vintage mask from the 2020s.
2020s. I feel like obviously masks are never gonna go away for certain people.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are always gonna wear masks, but yeah, that's funny.
That is funny.
Well, now that we have talked about masks for a long time, we're gonna get into the feminist highlight. And before Kens does the feminist highlight, we just want to give a shout out to one of our listeners, Jasmine. She actually sent us this idea for the feminist highlight. She recently was in Guatemala and she met this woman and said that she was amazing and that we should do a highlight on her. So, Kens, why don't you introduce her?
All right. And we love when you guys
yes.
give us suggestions.
Yes.
Like, this is very, very cool that Jasmine met her.
Mm-hmm.
So, all of my information about the highlight for today is from NobelWomen'sInitiative.org, so you can go check out more about her. Her name is Rigoberta Menchú Tum. I think I'm pronouncing that right. She was born in 1959 in a small Mayan community in Guatemala. And in 1960, the Guatemalan Civil War began. The attacks were mostly against the Mayan people. Her and her family were fierce activists, and they brought together Guatemalans and Mayans to convince the government to end the war. And in a lot of the information I read, a lot of the attacks were government-led. So obviously very problematic.
Yeah.
And as a result of her family advocating, her father, her brother, and her mother were all murdered.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, very sad. She ended up fleeing Guatemala to protect herself. She was only 21 years old. So like her whole family is gone. She has to flee to another country.
Oh, I got chills.
I know. She spoke very publicly about the situation happening in her home country, and she published a document called I, Rigoberta Menchú, and this captured the attention of the world and even made global news. In 1992, she won the Nobel Peace Prize, quote, in recognition of her work for social justice and ethno-cultural reconciliation based on respect for the rights of indigenous peoples. So this is like a summary, but she did a lot of work. quite a lot. She's a very, very fantastic civil rights activist. She returned to Guatemala shortly after, and she founded, quote, the Rigoberta Menchú Tomb Foundation, abbreviated as FRMT, to support Mayan communities and survivors of the genocide as they seek justice. Rigoberta and the foundation have been key in advocating for justice in several high-profile cases in Guatemala, including the trial against former dictator Efrain Ríos Montt in May 2013, the Spanish embassy massacre in January 2015, and the case of 14 survivors of sexual violence in Sepúlveda-Zarco in February 2016. In 2007 and 2011, she also ran for president of Guatemala.
Wow.
Yeah. And even today, she continues to do activist work and speak out for her culture.
That is amazing. I'm so jealous that Jasmine got to meet her.
I know. And like her picture, when we post the feminist highlight, you guys have to look because she looks so nice. Like, I want to meet her.
Yeah. Let's go to Guatemala. Wow. Well, thank you so much for sending her in, Jasmine. That's amazing. And I didn't know about her, but she's obviously a very prominent leader in her country. So, and a great example to the entire world. So thank you for sending her in.
Let's get into today's episode. So as you can see from the title, we are going to talk about the similarities and differences between egalitarianism and feminism. Mm-hmm. Because going back to one of our like very first episodes, mm-hmm. remember when we like debriefed one of the conversations you had with one of those guys?
Yes. It I can't remember what it was addressing feminist critics. That was the title.
No, it was way earlier.
No, that's what it was. Yeah.
Okay. Well, he basically was like saying, like, I think you're actually more of an egalitarian.
Well, no,
not a feminist.
Yeah, he told me, he was like, you are an egalitarianist, and by calling yourself a feminist, it's damaging to your egalitarian beliefs. And
you're
I was like,
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I was like, excuse me, not you telling me, like, what I believe? But that really sparked us to want to research the differences and similarities, and this is why at the beginning of the episode we said, there's a lot about the two that's kind of up to your interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're just gonna present some of the definitions and some of the information that we have found on it, and then talk about how, like, what that means to us.
Yeah. And if you go on like Quora or Reddit, like anything where like people can just like freely share their opinions, you will see like all the different interpretations out there.
Mm-hmm.
So we are gonna do our best to just share, like, what's the word I'm looking for?
Share what we found.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah. And like as objective as we can be.
Yeah.
So the egalitarianism,
the egalitarianism.
Okay. Definition. This is from Merriam-Webster. A belief in human equality, especially with respect to social, political, and economic affairs. Now here's the feminism definition from Merriam-Webster. Belief in and advocacy of the political, economic, and social equality of the sexes, expressed especially through organized activity on behalf of women's rights and interests.
So, to help kind of define these definitions, because it's a lot of words, we have two examples, an example of an egalitarianist and an example of a feminist. So, Martin Luther King Jr. is a really good example of an egalitarianist because he was fighting for the rights of people no matter race, gender, sexual orientation, and he was fighting for the rights of African American and Black people, but he was preaching everyone should be equal,
right?
And they weren't equal at the time, so he was preaching everyone should be equal. An example of a feminist would be our girl Malala.
Our girl, we love her.
We love her. So obviously Malala, and if you go back and listen to the feminist highlight that we did of her, if you don't know her already, Malala, she fights for the rights of women in her country and the rights of women everywhere, because in her culture, women didn't traditionally have the right to education.
Mm-hmm.
And so
under Taliban law.
Under Taliban law, yes. And so she looking at her work that she does, she sees that women are not equal and they need to be equal. So she's fighting for women to be brought up and have those equal rights.
Yeah.
So let's talk about how they're similar.
Okay. So, and I mentioned to you, like, this was very helpful to me mm-hmm. because it's difficult to, like, work through in your head sometimes.
Right.
Because there were so many times I was like, maybe I am an egalitarianist, but, like, I consider myself a feminist.
Well, and even just thinking about the example of Martin Luther King Jr. and Malala, they're both fighting for the rights of a specific group. So it's like, how is he an egalitarianist and she's a feminist? Like, if you really think about it, it's like,
yeah,
it can be confusing.
It can be.
So
Haley and I have decided to, like, we feel like feminism falls under the umbrella of egalitarianism. Mm-hmm. Like, of course we want equal rights for everybody,
mm-hmm.
no matter what. So the similarity I found was that the main theme is equality, mm-hmm. equality for all. And obviously with feminism, like, that's more focused on women's equality.
Right.
But the main theme of equality runs through each definition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that that's really good. Like, the root of both of them is equality. But with feminism, it has to do more with the patriarchy, kind of.
Yeah, like women's issues, women's interests,
women's rights.
A couple of things I jotted down was like access to birth control and period products,
mm-hmm.
The pay gap. Like, those are on the feminist agenda,
right?
You know,
right. And so in looking at it through the wage gap as a good example, through a feminist view, we can see it as, which we've talked about the wage gap, actually.
Mm-hmm. We're, like,
talking about all these episodes.
Throw back to all of them.
Yeah. But looking at the wage gap, we broke down in that episode that there is a wage gap. It's very real. And as feminists, we're like, that needs to change. It needs mm-hmm. to be equal pay. And egalitarianists would look at that, at least in my interpretation of what we've read, egalitarianists would look at that and say, yes, men and women should be paid the same way. But look at the types of jobs that men have. Look at this stuff, this stuff, this stuff. And so they just look at it a different way.
Yeah, it's a different lens that you put on.
Yes. But both groups would agree, yes, the pay should be equal. But egalitarianists will look at other factors. And some of them aren't necessarily, like, very applicable in my mind when I'm thinking of the wage gap, because I actually read an example of the wage gap and they were kind of playing a good explanation of it is like kind of play devil's advocate sometimes
with egalitarian.
Yes.
Yeah. I agree.
So like with the wage gap, they would play devil's advocate and be like, oh, well, but men negotiate more and men this and this and this. And it's like, okay, but that's actually not true.
Right, and that's still an issue.
Yeah, and either way, it is still an issue. So, kind of a long explanation of it. We're kind of figuring this out, too, but
they're like, yeah, we can tell.
Yeah, and they're like, yeah, and not organized. But, yeah, that was a good example of the pay gap.
Yeah. So, like I mentioned, like, those, like, Reddit threads, Quora. So, I actually found a website that had two columns, and it broke down like pro-feminism, pro-egalitarianism. And I'll link that in the show notes because it was very interesting to read. So one of them said, the fundamental difference between the two is that feminism believes gender discrimination needs to be eliminated so that egalitarianism can reach its maximum potential. So that was like the pro-feminist.
Mm.
Like, we can't have equal, like, as the feminist, we can't have equal rights for as long as there's gender discrimination,
mm-hmm.
egalitarianism cannot thrive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, feminism needs to come before egalitarianism
mm-hmm.
so that men and women are equal.
And that makes sense because if egalitarianism is equality for all, well, there are unequal rights between men and women, and more so in other countries too, but there are still issues in America that we have talked about. And so, yeah, that makes sense if, like, how we're not an egalitarian society because we the genders aren't equal. Like, there's still things. And I feel like there's never going to be a perfect egalitarian society because there's always going to be issues. Right. It's not, like, that would be kind of dystopian if everyone was equal. Like, when I was...
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. There's so many examples where, like, they try and create the perfect society. Mm-hmm. And, like, there's a reason that's, like, so interesting to read because it's impossible. It's never going to happen.
Right. Yeah. I was actually thinking of, like, the dystopian era of books. Like,
that was,
you know,
so good. That was prime time.
That was prime time. Yes. But I was thinking about The Giver and Divergent. And mm-hmm. The Giver would be more of them trying to create an egalitarian society.
Definitely.
But yeah, you look at those and there's issues in that society because you can't just have everything be a clean slate and be completely equal. Like,
right.
Everyone brings their own things to the table. But it's just interesting. It's a very interesting example.
Yeah. So another, this is the pro-egalitarian view. The simple truth is that the word feminism is a gendered term. The root femme translates to woman. It is simply impossible to achieve complete equality when the very word used to define it is gendered. So in response to this, like, I understand that. I understand mm-hmm. what they're saying.
Yeah.
But, like, there's a reason feminism exists because women have been oppressed by the patriarchy for literally hundreds of years.
Right.
So, like, I understand what that person was saying, mm-hmm. but I don't agree with it.
Right. And at that point of view is almost ignoring the problem
mm-hmm.
or turning the problem that feminism is fighting for something, but they're turning that around and being like, okay,
it's just an excuse.
Yeah. But like by saying feminist, that's actually sexist because then you're not including men. But in reality, that's not what it is. But
right.
you know, so yeah, that kind of just creates a whole new issue by saying that.
Yeah. Those were just a couple examples from that article. But seriously, like, this is such an interesting topic. I spent, like, hours just reading the threads.
Yeah.
It's like, there's some people you're like, have you been living under a rock?
Right.
What?
You're like, what is happening in
what
your
is
mind?
Going on? But there were also, like, a lot of, like, feminists out there that were like, well, actually, check out this, 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 and this.
They have it together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. So, kind of going back to just the one of the last little things that we want to touch on. When I was talking about how you can't, like, how can you have a completely egalitarian society? I actually looked it up if there are any, and it actually said that the United States was deemed the most egalitarian.
Okay. You know, we have our issues, but
right.
we have a lot more freedom than a lot of countries.
Right.
Many
so
countries.
That does make sense to me, which is like, oh, go USA. Like,
yeah, it's still kind of, you're like, whoa.
Yeah, it's like, oh, okay. But from this article that I was reading about, if there's any egalitarian societies, it says, in egalitarian societies, all individuals are born equal and all members of society are said to have a right to equal opportunities. These types of societies are often referred to as a classless society.
That's so interesting.
Which is interesting. And then when I read that, I thought, okay, but the United States, we have classes. We have lower, middle, and upper. And I don't know if that's like an official thing, but there's clear boundaries that are unofficial, but you can,
right,
you know?
Right.
So that made me think, like, how is that? I think more they're referring to the United States being the most egalitarian society as our rights and not necessarily a classless society, but
yeah. And like you said, like, it is like socioeconomic status is undefined but not defined, you know.
Right.
Like, you can tell just like what area you're in.
Right.
I think it is referring to like in India how they like literally have the caste system.
Yeah,
like societies like that.
Oh yeah.
But
okay.
That is very interesting. Like, this brings up so many interesting points. I'm literally obsessed with the fact that you brought up like The Giver.
The
like
Giver.
We love this thought of that. We thought of that at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like The Hunger Games, like, they claim it's like egalitarian kind of.
Uh-huh.
Well, do they? I don't know, because like the districts are like classes.
Yeah, I think kind of all of those, like, when I think of like The Hunger Games, Divergent, they have those classes, like with the districts or with
the faction lists.
The factions, and yeah, and the faction lists. So I don't know, I think there's a reason why we read those books growing up, and I know that Hunger Games and Divergent weren't assigned at school, but The Giver, I had to read it for school.
I never had to read that.
Really?
Ever.
I know I had to read it in 7th grade, maybe because we moved here in 8th grade, when you were in 8th grade. But I had to read that in school, and I remember talking about the reason why that sort of society doesn't exist, or why it doesn't exist and why it doesn't work.
It's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because everyone is different. Like,
they're just different. So, yeah, it's a really interesting topic. This was kind of a shorter little episode. I mean, we're at 30 minutes, so it's not really that short. But, yeah, something just interesting that we wanted to touch on and we wanted to learn about. And as you guys have heard, we've come to some conclusions during this, like just discovering different things about it. So it's just a really interesting thought, but we wanted to cover it because in that one episode, we did talk about how the one guy was talking to me and telling me that I was an egalitarianist and not a feminist. And so we wanted to dive into what the differences are, what the similarities are, and everything like that.
Yeah. So thank you to that guy, I guess.
Yeah. Thanks for being a
hater.
Gave us a topic idea.
All right, you guys. Well, we will talk to you next week.
Oh. And before we go, our giveaway is going on right
yes.
now.
Yes. How can I forget that?
Yes. So everyone, go enter the giveaway, and you can win a $20 Starbucks gift card.
We've had a few enter already by mm-hmm. rating and reviewing. Thank yes. you so, so much. We read your guys' reviews, and they were so sweet.
Yes.
Like, it made us feel so good. So thank you so much. And
if you want to enter, so I know that some people don't have Apple, and they don't listen on Apple Podcasts, but we aren't able to see your ratings and reviews on Spotify or anything else on our end. It just doesn't work like Apple. So if you do rate and review it on another platform, you can screenshot it and send it to our Instagram at Real Talk About Feminism Pod. And then you can still be entered into the giveaway without, if you don't have an iPhone and you don't listen on Apple
Podcasts.
Yeah,
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, so if you want to enter that way, if you enter on any other platform that is not Apple Podcasts, then please screenshot it and send a picture to us in our DMs on Instagram, and then you can still be entered to possibly win the Starbucks gift card. And that ends on the 15th.
Yep, so you've still got some time.
Mm-hmm. So go and do that now. Just leave us a quick little review, and we really do appreciate it. And we read them all. So thank you.
Well, have a great week, and we will talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend, and please rate and review this podcast wherever you're listening right now.
And go follow us on Instagram. You can find us at Real Talk About Feminism, and you can find us on all of our other platforms if you click the link in our Instagram bio. Thank you guys so much for listening to Real Talk About Feminism.